Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Art Schult. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Herb Noren. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jay Hook. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Altman reaches second base with a double. Taylor goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Altman scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is called out on strikes. One out. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marshall moves to third. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a line drive towards first. Robinson reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Schult attempting to get to second, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple bunts towards third. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Temple moves to third. Pinson moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is hit by the pitch. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Temple scores. Pinson moves to third. Bell moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Lynch reaches second base with a double. Pinson scores. Bell scores. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lynch moves to third. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dark moves to second. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields it and throws to second for the out. Dark moves to third. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. Temple steals second. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pinson bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Altman is hit by the pitch. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Orlando Pena now pitching. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Irv Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0-for-1 in the game. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Pena covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Reds. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Hobby covering, for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Hillman now pitching. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-1 in the game. Casco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Temple hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Taylor reaches second base with a double. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to third. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor scores. It's 5-3, Reds. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marshall moves to third. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0-for-2 in the game. Noren hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Noren reaches second base with a double. Marshall scores. Schultz goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 5, Reds, 5. Brooks Lawrence now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 5. the Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lynch hits a line drive towards first. Marshall catches it and steps on first to double up Robinson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a line drive towards the mound. Hillman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Banks reaches second base with a double. Marshall goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Cubs. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Schult is called out on strikes. One out. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Noren hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Noren reaches second base with a double. Banks scores. It's 7-5, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Noren scores. It's 8-5, Cubs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hillman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Whitey Lockman pinch hits for Brooks Lawrence. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Taylor reaches third base with a triple. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Taylor scores. Altman moves to second. It's 9-5, Cubs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Marshall hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Altman moves to third. 2 outs. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Schult is hit by the pitch. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Noren strikes out. Bailey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Noren out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Thompson now playing right field. Art Schult now playing left field. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lynch hits a fly ball into left field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Niemann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Reds 5. the Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brosnan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hillman bunts towards the mound. Brosnan fields it and throws to first for the out. Neiman moves to second. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 4-for-5 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a triple. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Powers pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Cincinnati Reds, 5. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.